Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt, ready to kick off a beautiful weekend in this amazing city of Chicago. Cubs fans, you got to listen up now because everybody thinks that they have a little piece of memorabilia. I mean, if you're a Cubs fan, you've got a little something to hold on to. But I don't know anybody that has a second base. Not just any second base. The year is 2016. It's Game 7. The Cubs end the curse. And the used second base from that game is now up for grabs in an auction. Pretty cool stuff. Rusty Robertson is on the phone with me. How are you this morning, Rusty?
I'm fine. Thanks so much for having me. You know, I have to do a quick shout out to Jeffrey Schwartz, a great Chicago sports guy and in radio. And he always gets me this gig. And I really love talking to you, Lisa.
Well, this is an amazing piece of memorabilia. And we were talking this morning that we thought for sure Grant DePorter would be putting in a bid on it, right?
I hope so. You know, everybody just has to go to Bid to End Cancer. And I'll tell you, it's a standuptocancer.org/auction. But we also, for all of the Cub, fans, there's nothing bigger or better for somebody to actually have a wonderful opportunity to take something from that game that nobody else has done before. You know, our founding donor is Major League Baseball, and they've given us not only this opportunity for all of you Cub fans, but the auction that Heritage, they're a great sport auction house, they're giving us MLB to throw out the first pitch at a World Series game this October.
Oh.
It's extraordinary. It's going to be televised. It's never been done except for presidents. So we have got so many wonderful things for people to look for when they do go to standuptocancer.org/auction. But as a fan, as you know, and Andy, I'd love to hear what you have to say about it, because I've seen it, and it is the actual Game 7 second base from that wonderful, wonderful game when we ended the curse.
Yeah, that's the base that Ben Zobrist stood on after he drove in the winning run.
Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, I don't know all of that, specifics, but I did get it and I read it. And so what do you think about something like that? Do you think your listeners would love to have it?
Oh, Rusty, this is going to be a very coveted piece. And there is a chance that the Sox end up in the World Series. I know, Andy, that's
a possibility.
Right. And to be able to throw out the first pitch at something like that. I threw out the first pitch on the South Side one time. I practiced for 2 months. I got out there. I choked. I threw it in the dirt. I was never so humiliated in my entire life. I would bid on that just so I can redeem myself.
Well, I got to tell you, Fox has said it's going to put it on the television. So, this is going to be right in the very, we're probably it's going to be Game 4, but we'll find out. But it is something that is priceless because, when it's a World Series and everybody's watching, I'm hoping at Stand Up to Cancer, because the great other news that I have to tell you is Heritage is not taking a dime at 100%
Excellent.
Of anything that we do. And if you go to the site, you're also going to find the greatest other things. I mean, they've got autographed jerseys and we've got memorabilia and all these things. But obviously, the biggest thing for you Cubs today is to be able to own this and to really realize that they're doing this for totally free. It's all going to Stand Up to Cancer research and Stand Up to Cancer, patients. And
okay, Rusty, I want to talk about you for a minute because I'm very intrigued by you. Number one, I am a cancer survivor, so I appreciate the amount of dollars that Stand Up to Cancer puts into research and cutting edge research. And you are the co-founder of this organization, and most people know of it because of the big blockbuster TV shows every year that bring every star imaginable together. together to raise money for this foundation. So I just want to say it's amazing to meet you. Thank you for everything that you have done. And I think this is just the icing on the cake. And can I say one more thing about your website at standuptocancer.org? If you are a cancer fighter right now, or you are a caretaker of someone who is battling cancer, and you're always like, where's a clinical trial? I want to do anything. I want to participate. You can actually go to their website and find a clinical trial. And that is hard to do, because when you're fighting cancer, you're tired. That's why there's many advocates helping you. But I love the website. I love what you do. And I think you deserve a pat on the back, too.
Oh, thank you. So if you love stand-up and you want to get rid of cancer, go on standuptocancer.org/auction, because you're going to love it. And I love Chicago, and I love the Cubs. So I want to make certain that we can do a shout-out in other ways about whoever gets to go and get second base.
Whoever gets this, you make sure that they join us on the radio. And right now, the current bid that I saw is like $8,500, but you know this is going to go for a lot more, right?
I hope so. I hope so. You're saving lives. Saving lives, and you get something really, really special.
You're one of a kind. StandUpToCancer.org. Rusty, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye, Andy, to you too.
Take care.